The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. High-efficacy DMTs linked to cervical lesion risk. Exposure to high-efficacy disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs, is associated with an increased risk of cervical abnormalities in women with multiple sclerosis, recent data suggests. The findings are consistent with previous reports showing these treatments may raise the risk of certain cancers, likely as a consequence of their immune-modulating effects. While larger studies are needed to further substantiate the relationship, many therapeutic benefits remain in using DMTs, said Francesca Bridge, MD, a PhD student at Monash University in Australia. As clinicians, when we prescribe high-efficacy disease-modifying therapies, we always worry about the long-term implications for our patients, Bridge said, adding that these findings, if confirmed, will have important clinical implications. It will guide DMT selection and patient counseling, and it will also influence national health policies, which guide cervical cancer screening and HPV vaccination recommendations, she added. Cervical cancer risk may be due to immune suppression, poor HPV clearance. Bridge shared these findings at the recent 38th Congress of the European Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis, held October 26 to 28, in the disease presentation. High-efficacy disease-modifying therapies increase the risk of cervical abnormalities in women with multiple sclerosis. Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is the most common sexually transmitted infection, and certain strains are responsible for the development of cervical cancer and other precancerous lesions. While many people can clear their system of the infection without lasting effects, this requires a good immune response, Bridge noted. DMTs currently used in MS treatment mostly work to modulate or suppress the immune system. Consequently, long-term use of a DMT has been linked to an increased risk of infections and possibly cancer. Researchers in Australia looked at the impact of long-term DMT use on cervical abnormalities seen on screenings. They examined patient data stored with the International MS Base Registry and with the National HPV Vaccination Program Register and the Victorian Cervical Cytology Register to determine the risk of cervical abnormalities in women exposed to DMTs. The analysis involved 248 adults with a mean age of 47.6 who had at least one cervical screening test after MS onset and no previous abnormal cervical screening test, they noted. Most women had relapsing remitting MS and had been living with the disease for a median of 15.4 years. Among these people, 28% had been partially vaccinated against HPV, and 11% had received the full 3-dose vaccination course. Most of the women had used some type of DMT, including 67.7% prescribed a high-efficacy DMT. These are therapies with a more pronounced effect on disease outcomes, and they include Tysabri, Gilenya, Lemtrada, Rituximab, Tecfidera, Ocrevus, and Mavenclad. Another 15% had received low-efficacy DMTs, such as interferon beta medications, Rebif or Bedaceron, Clatimer acetate, sold as Copaxone, among others, and Abagio or Teriflunomide. The researchers aimed to determine if high-efficacy DMTs increase the risk of cervical abnormalities in women with MS. For this reason, low-efficacy and non-DMT users were considered together as an unexposed group. More abnormal lesions found in screenings of women on high-efficacy DMTs. Results from 2,101 cervical screens conducted over a median follow-up of 9.1 years revealed that women exposed to high-efficacy DMTs had a greater incidence of abnormal cervical screens, either cancerous or precancerous lesions, compared with the unexposed group. Specifically, 36.6 cases of cervical abnormalities per 1,000 person years were seen in the high-dose DMT group, compared with 10.2 cases per person years in the unexposed group. This amounted to a 3.8 times greater risk of an abnormality among users of a high-efficacy DMT. Person years is a measure that takes into account the total years of observation time across all members of a group. For example, 1,000 person years can mean 1,000 patients being followed for 1 year, 100 patients being followed for 10 years, or a similar variation of those numbers. This relationship remained after data were adjusted for potentially influential factors, including vaccination status, smoking, hormonal use, and socioeconomic status. Disease-modifying therapies used in the treatment of MS modulate the host immune response and, therefore, may impact on adequate HPV clearance and increase the risk of cervical abnormalities, Bridge said. The study is an important step towards evaluating HPV cervical abnormalities and the risk of cancer in women with MS exposed to immunomodulatory therapies, Bridge added. She noted that larger patient groups will be needed to enable sub-analysis of the individual risk profiles conferred by the different classes of disease-modifying therapy. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, Ph.D., on November 1, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Tecfidera lowers risk of first symptoms in RIS in trial. Treatment with Tecfidera or dimethyl fumarate significantly reduces the risk of experiencing the first multiple sclerosis symptoms in adults with radiologically isolated syndrome, or RIS, according to data from a Phase 4 clinical trial. RIS is a condition in which patients have MS-like lesions on MRI scans but lack typical symptoms of the disease. This is the first clinical trial demonstrating the benefit of disease-modifying therapies in people with RIS, the earliest detectable preclinical phase of multiple sclerosis. Darren Okuda, MD, the trial's principal investigator, said in an oral presentation at the 38th Congress of the European Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis. Okuda is a professor of neurology and the director of the MS and Neuroimmunology Imaging Program, as well as director of the Neuroinnovation Program at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. The trial's results, multicenter randomized double-blind assessment of dimethyl fumarate in extending the time to a first clinical demyelinating event in radiologically isolated syndrome, ARISE, were shared by Okuda at the ECTRIMS 2022 Congress held October 26 to 28. Both virtually and in the Amsterdam, Netherlands. Biogen, which developed and markets Tecfidera as a DMT, funded the trial. Investigating Tecfidera for RIS. Initially described by Okuda and his team in 2009, RIS is diagnosed when brain or spinal cord MRI scans, requested for reasons other than suspected MS, reveal lesions similar to those seen in MS patients, even in the absence of any symptoms. The extent to which people with RIS are likely to develop MS and the potential factors linked to a higher risk of its progression remains unclear. Also, the impact of a given disease-modifying therapy in preventing the clinical onset of MS in a group of RIS patients is unknown, Okuda said. Biogen launched the ARISE Phase 4 clinical trial in 2016 to assess whether Tecfidera was superior to a placebo at reducing the risk of developing symptoms related to a loss of myelin in RIS patients. Myelin is the protective coating around nerve fibers that helps in conducting electrical signals. A total of 87 adults, 61 women and 26 men, diagnosed with RIS were enrolled at a dozen MS centers in the U.S. from March 2016 to October 2019. Patients had been diagnosed due to the presence of MS-like lesions on MRI scans, done in 2009 or later, but in absence of MS symptoms. Participants who were in their mid-40s were randomly assigned to receive either the approved dose of Tecfidera or a placebo, twice daily for 96 weeks or nearly 2 years. A higher proportion of patients in the Tecfidera group had gadolinium-enhancing lesions, which indicate areas of active inflammation. The reasons for MRI indication were similar between the groups and primarily were headache and trauma. The trial's main goal was to determine the time to the first clinical symptoms of MS. Secondary goals included changes in brain and total lesion volume, the number of new or enlarging lesions, and the number of GD-enhancing lesions. Results showed that Tecfidera treatment significantly reduced the risk of a first clinical demyelinating event by 82% compared with a placebo. This effect was even greater after adjusting for potential influencing factors such as age at diagnosis, sex, MS family history, disability level, and lesions at the study's start. Tecfidera was linked to a 93% lower risk. In a pre-specified analysis of the first 40 patients enrolled for each group, the number deemed necessary for drawing robust conclusions on Tecfidera's effects, the therapy was associated with a significant reduction in the number of new or enlarging lesions compared with a placebo, reflecting an 80% lower risk. The analysis was adjusted for the number of GD-enhancing lesions at this study's start. This finding is very consistent with our pre-specified primary goal analysis of our data, Okuda said. Significant benefits shown for patients. Tecfidera-treated patients also showed a significantly lower number of new or enlarging lesions than those in the placebo group, as well as a smaller increase in lesion volume. This second measure failed to reach statistical significance, but Okuda noted that patients on a placebo who experienced a first event of MS symptoms could choose to switch to no treatment, Tecfidera, or Pledriti, and they would still undergo MRI at the end of the study. This means that the differences between groups on MRI-based measures are likely underestimated. Within our study, we only observed acute clinical events, Okuda said, referring to common relapses observed in people with relapsing forms of MS. Continuously progressing symptoms that evolved to a primary progressive clinical course were not observed. The therapy was generally well tolerated, with no unexpected safety outcomes throughout the trial, Okuda said. Study discontinuation rates were comparable between groups. A greater proportion of patients on Tecfidera experienced moderate adverse events compared with those on the placebo group. Similar rates of severe adverse events were reported between groups. This is the first clinical trial that really demonstrated the benefit of a given disease-modifying therapy in preventing a first acute clinical event in people with RIS, Okuda said. Tecfidera treatment resulted in over 80% risk reduction relative to placebo, and we did not see anything remarkable with respect to adverse reactions, he said. According to Okuda, the data highlight the potential of DMT in RIS. These findings support the benefit of early treatment intervention within this MS disease spectrum, Okuda said. In the future, we would actually like to see further studies be performed to assess the impact in disability outcome measures following treatment for a meaningful amount of time, he said. This news article is written by Marta Figueredo, PhD, on November 1, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.